In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the story of the paralytic man that his friends, in order to help him, and they did not find a way to present him before the Lord, so they made a hole in the ceiling and they made him to go down and to be healed later on by the Lord when he forgave him his sins, and then he asked him to lift up his bed and to go to his house. Those four people, those four friends, give us an example about how a servant would be. They give us an example about the perfect service. First of all, they loved their friend and they cared about him. Love is a sense of responsibility. If I love my kids, my children, then I behave in a responsible way towards them. If I am to say that I love my wife, then this should be translated into a sense of responsibility. If I say that I love my church, again, this is a sense of responsibility. Those four men, they really cared about their friend, and their care and love was translated into an action. They did not just stay before him and try to comfort him with good words and just doing nothing to him. Their love to him was translated and it was shown as a sense of responsibility. In view of this, we have all to question if really, when we say that I love my family, do I really love them with this meaning love being a sense of responsibility, or it is just emotions? If I say that I love my family, then I am responsible to take care of them, show them the way, tell them about what is right and what is wrong. Behaving and conducting my life in a responsible way to give them the example that they can follow. Then if we are to ask ourselves today, do we really care or love those whom we say that we love, or it's just emotions? The second thing those four people did to give us this good example about how servants should be, they took initiative and they found a solution for this man. If we are to compare them, for example, to Job's friends, Job was severely diseased and ill, and his friends came and they stayed beside him for many days, doing nothing except to blame him about that God is now trying him because he's not a good man and he was a sinner, or just to talk and talk and talk, not trying to find a solution. Sometimes we do the same with the people whom we should be serving. We just stay with them and do not find solution. If I have a child, for example, that he went astray away from the church, I cannot choose to just blame him. Why did you do this? Why you did not do that? Why you did not go to that church? But then I have to ask myself, am I doing anything to help him? Where is my role? Usually, it's very easy that we stay beside those who are in trouble and maybe to talk and trying to comfort them, or sometimes to blame them. But to take the initiative, this is an example of how a servant should be. Those four people as well, they work it together. The teamwork, something that sometimes we lack while we work, مثلا for kinis or for our families. Every person is so much individual. I want to start and accomplish and do everything. When it comes that I should work with some people, then a fight would come. Then we start to see the division. Blessed is the house or the church where the people can work together to achieve something and to reach a goal. Those four people, they came with one accord and they found one solution and they all did it together. We did not hear that they were fighting outside. Then who should carry this man? What they should be doing? They were able to work together. Good service and a good successful family is where everybody is working together and the work is synchronized between them. The fourth step they made for this good service to be, for this service to be successful, is that they had faith in the Lord. They knew that He can heal him. If just we succeed in bringing this sick man, paralytic man, before the Lord, then He can heal him. Sometimes we face problems. Maybe, again, I'm sticking to the example of the family. I have a problem with my child, my son or my daughter. And I try to do something to him, but I ignore that the only one who can heal him, make him a reasonable person, is the Lord. And maybe I try in all directions. I try to like satisfy him, get him whatever he needs, getting him a new car, doing everything possible to please him. But the step is, I should try to bring him before the Lord. This is something sometimes we don't think about it. Those people, the four friends, were successful servants because they knew that their friend would be healed if they can bring him before the Lord. They did not try anything more than this. They had faith in him, and the Lord really healed this man. Those people as well showed patience and perseverance. They did not like give up when they found the crowd, but they were so much patient and they kept on working. A big problem in our struggle with ourselves and with our children at home or at the church is that we lose patience and then after a while we do not want to keep on working. We say, I have tried many times, but now what are you doing? I give up. Falling into despair is the last war that Satan tries to come with against all of us. Don't give up. Whatever the problem might be, don't give up whenever problems are coming against you. Those servants, the four friends, they did not give up and they showed a lot of patience and perseverance in working together. The sixth point in how those people were successful servants, they handled the problem in peace. Let us imagine this. A healer is in the middle of a house. A lot of people are gathered around him. And four people are carrying a paralytic man outside the house. I can imagine that if this happens today, for example, we would expect a fight outside the house. Those four people trying to find a place for this man to go, and then they struggle with the people in order to find the space. As sometimes we see it in the church. Like we have maybe the Pope or the Bishop here, and it's a crowd, and people try to fight each other to find a place to go and stand before him. Those four people did not do any of that. Peacefully, they conducted their service. They did not fight with anybody. They did not try to make their case a priority. All of those people standing before the Lord, they do not have the same problem. We have a paralytic man here. Allow us away. There is no servant who can say about himself that he is really trying to serve while he is making trouble with the people around him. Sometimes we forget ourselves while we are serving in the church or maybe in our house, our homes. We assume that because of the zeal we have, then we can fight. Because I love my church, then I am fighting with the people in order to tell them what is right and what is wrong. No one can be called a successful servant and he is not promoting peace in wherever he is. Those people, they were successful because they worked in peace with all of the people surrounding the Lord. Again, they were successful servants because they denied themselves totally. They were up on the ceiling. They did not even try to make themselves known to the Lord. They just brought this man in front of him. They were hidden. That's why the Lord praised their faith. They did not try to jump from upstairs until make the Lord know that we have labored this, we have done this and this. We even do not know their names or who they are. They were hiding behind the scene. Their objective was that this man to be cured. That's it. A successful servant is the person whom he tries his very best to be hidden. I want whatever I'm serving to be completed, but I do not want to be known to people. It is enough for me to be known to God, and that's it. God, he knew those people. He saw them, he praised them, in spite of the fact that they were hidden up in the ceiling, over the ceiling, nobody knows about them. The last point in how those people were successful servants, that neither of them asked for something personal. Can you imagine this? They know that this man who is standing in the middle of the crowd is a miracle doer. And of course, every one of them should have something in his mind to ask about, like asking to bless my children, to give me a better job, anything. But they did not try by any means to ask anything for themselves. Imagine this. You know that the Pope is in the middle of the church and he is doing signs and miracles. And some people choose to bring before him a friend and not to ask for anything for themselves. This is, of course, shows how they were humble people, denying themselves to the very end. We are not here now to ask for ourselves. We are to ask about our friend. How many times it happened that when we stand in the church, I remember somebody and I ask for him, even to the degree that I might forget myself or my family. How much love and humbleness was in the heart of those four people. Let us today to look about those people and see how we should be serving our families, our friends, and our church. It is through love, and love is a sense of responsibility. Through taking initiative and finding solution, through working together to accomplish one goal, through having faith in the Lord, by showing patience and perseverance in whatever we are doing, by handling the service in peace, by denying ourselves, and by even asking on behalf of those whom we are entrusted for serving, for service. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.